MSU School of Journalism graphics artist in residence Carl Good made a name for himself a couple of years ago with a YouTube video called How to Draw Great Butts with Just Five Lines.
Draw a straight line down. Like that. Next, let's draw an upside down V shape. That's one line, then two and three. Kind of like an arrowhead in the middle down there, you know. And then now let's draw a couple of parentheses. Go a little bit higher than the top of that line and come on down. Just like that. That is a butt, everybody.
Oh, Carl. Nudity seems to be a specialty for Carl Good, one of my colleagues in the School of Journalism. Current State's Scott Pohl talked with him about his latest project. It's a coloring book, right?
That's right, Sue. It's called simply Nude. Coloring books for grown-ups have been exploding in popularity, and Carl Good's coloring book has beautiful images for you to color, though some people might want to keep it away from their kids.
Carl Good, welcome back to Current State.
That's right. I've been here before. This is so much fun. Thanks.
That's good to have you on the show. Carl, that video has something like 1.6 million views. So when it came to the subject of art and the nude and making a coloring book of nudes, you would be the first guy I'd look to.
You know, I guess with the butt video and now with my latest project, I think that it sort of tapped into a need where people like to be able to do things on their own without feeling intimidated. So it went crazy. It went from 1,000 views to 1.5 million views in one day.
Amazing.
And I don't really know why. Some people thought it was funny. I wasn't doing it to be funny. I was doing it to show people how to draw a butt.
Well, you've brought a copy of Nude with you, and you and I are going to color during the interview.
Yeah, okay? That's what we're going to do. This is my new coloring book.
And we might even put this image on our website. I'm going to say might because I'm not sure how it's going to turn out, okay? I'm going to pick a color. The image we've chosen, let's talk about the image we've chosen and why we chose it.
Well, it's definitely something you can put on the website.
Okay.
Because there are images in here that you wouldn't want to put in the website. It's very tastefully done. It's not at all... It depends on your definition of risque. I mean, I believe the body, I'm what you call body positive, and I think that all human bodies are just beautiful, and they have their own beauty, especially if you're drawing them or coloring them. So basically, this coloring book shows the whole body in a lot of the images.
When you hear this noise, folks, that's me coloring while Carl talks.
And what I love about how you're coloring is you're making her orange.
I didn't see a flesh color in here, but maybe it's buried under other pencils.
You know, that's just it. How do you define flesh? Is it, there's just a whole range of flesh colors. Remember the old days, Crayola crayon just had one color flesh, and it was a white person.
That's right.
And now, you know, obviously...
It wasn't even accurate for a white person,
it wasn't
frankly.
Accurate for, but now, there's a whole range. So there are browns and whenever I'm doing a flesh color, I'll mix in a lot of different colors into that color as I'm building it. So if you look on the cover of the book, you'll see that there are a lot of colors going on in her skin tones.
Right.
You're making her really orange, and I love it. As a matter of fact, I might clash.
Well, I want you to help me. That's part of the idea
I
here.
I think here's a blue. I'm gonna grab.
Fix this.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm going to use blue because blue is the complementary color. Is it the complement to orange? So, see, I'm putting a little shading under her arm to make it look like it's rounded, which all you have to do is just draw, you know, on one end. You just pretend that light or the sun is coming from one direction.
Right.
And you just imagine light would hear here and behind on the other side of that rounded arm or shape or torso, it would be more in shadow. So you can sort of blend that up. So I'm blending this blue shape into the lighter area, the lighter blue. And yeah, she's kind of she's exactly half blue and exactly half orange. This is really
coloring
cool.
Maybe isn't a team project. We're talking with Carl Good about Nude, his new coloring book for adults, but there will be adults who will find this to be suitable for children, I suppose. The reason I say coloring book for adults, though, is that it's kind of become a thing in the last year or so, where there are coloring books that are meant for grown-ups. And you're able to capitalize on that with Nude here, it would seem to me.
Well, I don't know if I'm capitalizing yet because the book just came out, but I'm really
hoping
to capitalize on that. The holidays are coming up.
Yes.
But the thing about these books that everybody's talking about, if you haven't heard about it, you haven't been reading the news, but they're finding that they're very meditative for people, particularly mm-hmm. adults who are feeling a lot of stress. So they can sit for hours and hours and just color, or even just for a brief 10-minute period. If you go, you're in the Starbucks or something, you can pop open a book. Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds, depending on what you're interested in. It doesn't have to be my nude book. There's mandalas. There is about every version of a mandala out there. You know, you can mm-hmm. But I realized that I really enjoyed all the books that were coming out, and it occurred to me that I couldn't believe there was nothing that had featured the nude. It's just such a classic thing to color. It's what the classics. When you say the word classics, you think of the nude. You know, mm-hmm. in Greek sculpture and in Michelangelo and all these guys. And there was nothing about that. There were mostly crazy things, or the nudes you saw out there you wouldn't want to be sharing with your children.
Right.
So I decided to. I've been drawing the nude my whole life, and I think it's challenging and it's fun, and it's something that anybody could color for sure, especially if you like polka dots and you know, just whatever, make a red polka dotted person. So I decided to go ahead and make this book.
Aside from the fact that the images include nudes in your book, is there a thematic strain that runs from image to image here in your mind?
Yes. There, the nude is the foreground image, and they're large, but the backgrounds are all really different and bizarre. So, for example, there's one that's where a nude is floating above New York City. There's another one where there's a woman surrounded by ginormous bugs. Because I was trying to think of the contrast between a person who has no clothes or armor or anything on them. What would be really scary to be surrounded by? And I thought, well, bugs, you know. And
sure.
So there's a whole myriad of things. I have one nude standing in downtown San Francisco looking at a cable car. And I have others that are just big geometric patterns and that are just going to be fun to color in the same sort of way a mandala is.
There are males and females. Let's make that clear to
listeners.
There
are males and females, and I would say that they're ethnically appropriate because they're not any color, because you color them in,
you see?
So it's something that people shouldn't be afraid to tackle.
Just have fun with it.
Have fun. That's the word, have fun.
Are you seeing opportunities to go outside the lines while coloring in your book?
Well, you know, it's an opportunity to color however you want, and outside the lines, inside the lines. Matter of fact, I'm going to go crazy and make a red ocean, and I'm just going to, you can almost imagine like what a 2-year-old would do to this, you know, mm-hmm. and it would cut into the figure. And in a way that's kind of good because it's nice to incorporate the background color into the foreground color. So she's blue, but I'm bringing red into her so that she feels like she's actually a part of the atmosphere, the scene. But another fun thing I've done with this book is each drawing has a hashtag with it so that you can share it on Twitter and Instagram and see. So when you search that hashtag, you can see how all the other people colored the book.
Interesting.
And I've also created a Facebook page, Facebook group, which is in the front of the book. You can find it there. It's a way for also a more direct way for sharing your work on one place with all these other people who are going to be coloring the same page you are.
Yeah.
So it'll give you a chance to sort of see how they were doing. So,
for instance, this one has a hashtag nude coast. We haven't described the image,
The image.
It's a female nude. She's facing away from us, sitting on a coastline. It's rocky, but also watery.
Yeah, she's up on top of a cliff. It has sort of a mermaid feel to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
You've seen mermaids in this position in classic art. The social media aspect of it is what I thought really brought this book into the more current age. Why color a book and then never get to see what other people did?
Tell me about the amount of time it took you to create each of the images we see in your book, Nude.
Well, it was quite a process. Each one took about 3 to 4 hours. And for those of you nerdy, geeky, techie types out there, what I did was I would assemble a photo of the nude and the chosen background in sometimes multiple images together in Photoshop.
Mm.
And then it would be the right size. And then I'd print that out. And then I would put that on a light box. And then I would auto trace it with a felt pen. And the felt pen on the paper still had a little roughness to it if you really zoomed in on the line. So I brought that I scanned those drawings into Adobe Illustrator, and I auto-traced them in Adobe Illustrator and saved them as a PDF file.
Wow, that's a lot of detail.
Some people will know what that all means. Some people will know what that means. But that was my process. So, but, you know, the drawing still took, you know, a long time. So these are all traced images. I can draw a nude. I draw lots of nudes by staring at them. As a matter of fact, some of the images that you'll see in the book are based on new drawings that I've done of live models. And others are from the posing places, postspace.com on the web.
Well, we're approaching the end of our coloring project, and one thing that you and I have avoided here so far is this woman's hair. We need to choose a unique color for her hair, something that neither of us has chosen so far.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, you're holding a yellow, which has me thinking that she has blonde hair.
Ooh, blonde. Well, that's too real.
Is that too yellow?
Hey, how about if we use a marker and make it green?
Okay.
So I'm going to just... Oh, it's really dark. So what I'm going to do is do the shadow thing where some of it's dark, and then I'll take a lighter green pencil, and I'll go over the top of that. Ooh, actually, see, look how dimensional
that looks.
Oh, that
looks pretty.
Isn't that cool?
Beautiful. That's why I have you helping me do this, Carl.
We're going to be famous. And again, you can put color pencil on top of color pencil, so you can mm-hmm. layer the pencil. Like I might put a little bit of yellow in the ocean here. See how that brightens up the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
See, isn't that cool? It's really cool, isn't it? It actually came out really nice.
Well, Carl, this has been big fun, and I think we've done good art together.
I'm not paying attention. I'm coloring. Yeah, I do too. I think it was fun. Maybe we go out and do this sometime in a coffee shop, you and I.
That would be fun. Well, Carl Goode is the author. That may be not even the correct word.
I don't think it's the right word.
The creator of Nude, a coloring book of nudes now on the market. Carl Goode, always good to see you. Thank you.
You too. And I just want to mention there's a pocket nude, too. It says 5x8 instead of 8.5x11. So you can pull it out at a coffee shop and no one will even notice.
Nice. Smaller.
Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.